Hey guys, this is Clint over at the RBN Studios. We seem to have some serious technical difficulties. I think Frank has lost power over at his station. So right now, I'm going to be trying to get back in touch with him. So I'm going to play a little bit of a replay from another show until we can get back in touch with him. So if you guys just stick with us for a little bit, we'll get with you in just a minute, okay? Sorry about that, guys.
We'll be Okay, we're going live here. This is franklyspeakingradio.com. I hope that we're working on the technical difficulties. Northwest Arkansas was without power. Obviously, Frank has been attacked by again, and an emergency phone call came to my desk. This is Drew Raines in Little Rock, Arkansas, stepping in to keep the show live and well. This is Friday, the 23rd day of September, 2005. We are being inundated with unexpected power surges and unexpected power problems through the northeastern part of Arkansas, and Frank has obviously been taken out by some reason we don't know. Again, this is Drew Raines live on Friday, the 23rd day of September. We're going to try to fill in while they get the power or while Frank finds another means to get back on the show live. This is just an emergency step-in. I hope I can bring forth a little news, and I'm asking all you guys out there if you've got comments and a perspective on the news that's hitting the newsways, please just open the lines up and give us a call. Area code 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're going to do open lines. This is Drew Raines. I am the CEO of Hart & Associates Matrix Energy Systems here in Little Rock, Arkansas, bringing you the news and views of what is seen out there across the southern states of America and the attacks of what Frank and myself and Clint and a few other people feel that weather is being controlled by somebody somewhere. We have HARP up in Alaska that's well documented, and the scalar technologies of Nikola Tesla have probably been perfected in the last 100 years, because we've got too many storms and there has got to be something going on behind the scenes. As you all know, Frank came on the air here a few days ago and mentioned a company down in Florida who had come up with a gel that could possibly be placed into hurricanes, and the cost to do that in a test would be somewhere in the neighborhood of about $25 million. Right now, Lady Rita is about to hit somewhere between Galveston, Texas, and Lake Charles, Louisiana. Depending on the sources that you talk to, the hurricane is could possibly hit dead center on in the Galveston Bay, all the way over to Vermilion Bay, which is just south of Lake Charles. But this entire region, ladies and gentlemen, has 25%. Or 27%, I'm sorry, 27% of all of the oil production that is done in America. It actually creates 100% of the oil used in plastics down in the Houston Bay Area. We have a big-time problem right now, and our economy is taking a big-time hit. If any of you would like to chime in and discuss this, I understand that a few of you were waiting online to talk to Frank, and I know that you have good input and you'd like to share those points. Please call back in, and we'll attempt to bring this fastest 4 hours of radio to a conclusion today and get through these little problems. At the present time, we're going to have to take a break to pay for the bills. Give us a little short break, and we'll be right back. Thank you. This is Drew Raines in Little Rock, Arkansas, sitting in for Frank Whalen, Frankly Speaking Radio. God bless you.